proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about Jewish life and practice. Today we look at Jewish dietary laws and kashrut. The concept of kashrut encompasses the entire list of Jewish dietary regulations. Kosher, which comes from the same root as kashrut. The word kosher defines every type of food that a Jew can eat, in accordance with the injunctions of the Mosaic Law. Indeed, a majority of kashrut's basic tenets derive from passages found in the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Over the course of the years, these have been supplemented by commentary in the Jewish Talmud and later rabbinical writings. In a later session, we will learn how a single passage in the book of Deuteronomy led to an entire series of regulations regarding how a Jew should consume meat and milk products. The Mosaic Law contains 613 commandments. Judaism divides these into three categories. Mishpatim refers to laws that most societies would enact. Edot denotes regulations that have an understandable explanation, but would not exist apart from the law of Moses. Chukim refers to divine edicts that have no rational explanation for their existence. Some Jewish commentators have classified the laws of kashrut as chukim, since man cannot understand God or his ways. According to this mode of thought, God issued the dietary laws to the Jews as an arbitrary exercise of his dominion over Israel. Therefore, Jews have an obligation to obey God's directive with regard to their food. Both Jewish and non-Jewish commentators originally thought of kashrut as a means of separating hygienically beneficial foods, such as beef, from hygienically detrimental foods, such as pork. Moses Maimonides, a medieval Jewish expositor, advanced a similar argument in his book, Guide for the Perplexed. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, a leading figure in 19th century Orthodox Judaism, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch believed that the idea behind kashrut involved the formation of moral character in Jewish people. Other Jewish theologians have posited that kosher animals represented human virtues, while non-kosher animals depicted human vices. Some people did seek to explain the reason underlying kashrut in non-religious contexts. David Mach, an Orthodox Jew, conducted toxicity experiments in 1953. In these experiments, he injected various animal byproducts into the seedlings of lupin flowers. Mach discovered that, in every case, materials from ritually unclean animals, known as treif, materials from ritually unclean animals inhibited the growth of the lupin seedlings more than products from kosher animals did. To Mach, this phenomenon affirmed his belief in the concept of biblical scientific foresight, namely that the scriptures revealed insights about the natural world that later technology and science would confirm. What is the purpose of kashrut? Kashrut serves as a way for Jewish people to maintain their distinctive identity. The dietary regulations found in the Law of Moses ensured that Jews and Gentiles could not partake of the same foods, thus limiting the extent of interaction between the two groups. Eating together at meals, which was a sign of fellowship, would be forbidden to Jews because they could not consume the same dietary matters as their Gentile neighbors. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.